It's time for Radio Nibbles. And if you've eaten out much in the past year, you may have noticed an unfortunate trend. Diners at local restaurants are getting ruder. On today's Radio Nibbles, John Lindorf welcomes a Boulder journalist who has looked into the bad behavior pandemic. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Shannon, and welcome everybody around the gigantic Radio Nibbles breakfast table. As always, on Wednesday, it's either foggy, rainy, snowy, or icy, and that's good for the farmers, and that makes me happy. But sadly, I'm not surprised by the story, which appeared recently by Jessica Mordek, food and drink writer at Boulder Reporting Lab, which is an independent news source. And she's originally from Chicago and has a journalism degree. And I'm so glad there's someone else covering food in Boulder. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I was taken by your story on rude patrons, because as I've gotten back to dining, I've seen a lot of examples of it. I wanted to dive a little deeper into it. So let's talk a little bit about what we're calling what's rude behavior.
Yes, absolutely. So my first source that I talked to for this story and kind of learned a little bit more about it was Steve Redzikowski over at Oak at 14th, and he expressed that while a majority of diners at their restaurant are perfectly respectful,
sure,
and pleasant,
yeah,
the incidents of rude behaviors have gotten more severe and more frequent in the last couple of years over the pandemic, right, but even tracing a little, right, bit further back before, right, then.
But we're talking about, it's not just people not saying thank you, it's confrontations.
Correct. The example that he gave that I included in the story was a pair of women who came in, one of them took off her shoes and started rubbing her feet at the table, and then when he asked what they wanted to order, she responded rudely that they were having a conversation and wanted to be left alone. So he said, okay, you know, the server said, flag me down when you're ready to order, and she said, F off. So they asked him to leave. So stuff like that, that's people being aggressive and confrontational and ruder than restaurant staff have experienced in the past.
And the question arises, are they any more rude than they were before the pandemic?
Right.
By the way, folks, it's almost 3 years exactly since all the restaurants shut down.
Mm-hmm.
During the pandemic, it seemed for a while people were a tad more understanding and appreciative.
Right. And it seemed from the people that I interviewed that was kind of the expectation that they were hoping for coming out of the pandemic. And in reality, that was not necessarily the case. But again, some of the people that I talked to said that these rude behavior incidents traced as far back to as kind of the timeline that they said was the 2016 election. And I'm not sure if that's Trump inciting people to lash out or feel emboldened to behave a certain way, or what that looks like. But
I'm kind of curious if it's the rise of social media also with like viral videos.
And that could be too.
I've been seeing a lot. I mean, around that 2016 thing, you see lots of examples of people being rude, like in grocery stores. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of wondering if social media might be part of it as well.
I think there's a couple of other sort of things tied in with this. During the pandemic, a lot of people who were servers, veteran servers and cooks and hosts and everything else, went on to other professions.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to, because, you know, that wasn't there. So, in essence, a lot of restaurants, even long-time restaurants, just simply don't have a staff that's been there forever. They're still training them.
Right. That was definitely a sentiment that I heard as well. With once restaurants started reopening after the pandemic, there was kind of a new crop of staff and servers, a lot of who didn't necessarily have restaurant experience. And when that happens, the quality of serving can go down, right, just because they have a little bit of less knowledge about the industry, which then, you know, customers can kind of identify that and play into that when the servers don't have as much knowledge as previous mm-hmm. people have in their experience. So
I don't want to get too zen about this. I also think, I spent 8 years being a dining critic, and this was before cell phones, as I'm sitting here holding one in my hand.
Yep.
And I used to have to steal menus and other things because you couldn't just whip out a pad and pen, and nobody had cell phones. But what I did notice was that because of that, people were there. People were present in the moment, eating with their friends and family. And now, inevitably, food comes to the table, and somebody, occasionally it's me because I'm working, but, the food has to sit there and be photographed and videoed. And it's part of a larger question about the impact of social media.
Right, yeah. Another thing that I heard about but didn't necessarily include in this story was a part of the reason that you might have this increased worsening behavior over the pandemic was because a lot of people were learning to cook at home when restaurants were closed. And then when restaurants reopen, they return and they have this set of expectations about what they prefer in the kitchen and what they prefer to eat, which doesn't necessarily align with the menu that a chef in the restaurant has prepared for the night.
Right. And then there's the picky problem. I talk to the chefs and they try to accommodate all eating regimens, having something vegan and gluten-free. And I've witnessed this, it's like an inquisition of the server or the host or whatever, about the nature of the food. See, I think all of that stuff is, you should do your homework beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Find out about the restaurant and, before you go in and start attacking people.
Right.
The other factor in all this is money. Restaurant prices are up because they have to be.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've heard a lot of complaints about from the customer side of things, too, is that 15% fair wage fee that we're seeing pop up on a lot of menus recently. And, where is that money going? Does it actually benefit the restaurant staff more than the previous mode of tipping had?
And I think that probably is another story that
it's a whole other conversation.
That one of us needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked in a lot of restaurants back of the house as a cook. And the differential in pay between the front and the back is severe. And some restaurants have added a 15% living wage fee. And people don't understand it, or they say, well, just go ahead and, make the food prices reflect what. But as my friend Dan Asher said, people aren't going to pay $25 for a cheeseburger.
Nope. Yeah.
Or $20 for eggs and bacon.
Right. That's a good point.
So, John,
yes.
Looking at the time, I want to ask you what's in your nibbles column today.
In my nibbles column today, it's sort of related. I've noticed that brunch has made a comeback. It is... people are going back out, and places are doing brunch on the weekend. So I talked to three chefs who have restarted brunch and talked to them a little bit about that. So that's today in the Nibbles column in the Boulder Weekly. And Jess, you have a current article out about...
Yes. My article that was posted this past week was looking at a Bon Appetit article that came out in 2010 that called Boulder one of America's foodiest cities and listed a couple of restaurants here that were great and lovely and are still open today. So I talked to a couple of the restaurants mentioned and looked at how they'd changed and revamped since 2010 in the past decade or so and continued to stay relevant in the restaurant industry.
And, you know, traditionally Radio Nibbles ends with me being asked, what's the best thing you've tasted lately? But I'm going to turn that over to you. Have you tasted anything good lately?
Yes. I have really been enjoying Faro in Niwot.
Niwot,
yes. They do great work there, and supposedly their 90% of their menu is sourced within 10 miles. So a lot of really good fresh food and desserts.
And you'd be happy to know Jess also mentioned pupusa lovers, too.
Okay. Yes. See, everybody needs to, you know, take us seriously. How about you, John? What's the best thing you've eaten recently?
Actually, it was a poached eggs and tomato sauce that I made the other night for myself. I did want to mention that I wanted to thank everyone who contributed to our recent membership drive. Thank you so much. Thank you to the food folks who fed us and donated. And we still have some spots left in the Ozo Coffee Hinman Pie pairing tasting event coming up, if you're interested.
And I did want to take these last few seconds to mention something that I saw that was food related that may be of interest to you or to restaurant owners across Boulder County, that the county is now providing a program to, or at least the city, maybe it's the city, has a program, the PACE program, given that composting is changing starting April 1st. It's to help with the transition to get on board with the reusable takeout containers.
Yes.
So any restaurant owner may want to check out Boulder County's PACE program. And with that, thank you, John. Thank you, Jessica.